Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, it's emerged that families in Donegal are borrowing money to pay off their children's drug debts. A South Donegal TD believes a national discussion needs to be had on the abuse of social media. A Liffey councillor has hit out over lack of progress on improved safety measures at a notorious black spot in the area. Police believe a man missing from Derry may be in Donegal. And 86% of people are in favour of financial support from government to keep their local post office open and would like to see more state services offered. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly. But first news, Fine Gael's parliamentary party meeting has heard strong calls not to go into government with Fianna Fáil. The party's TDs have been meeting in Leinster House to discuss what to do in the wake of the election. Political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
I understand the mood in the room is very much against going into government with Fianna Fáil, with most Fine Gael TDs preferring a route to the opposition benches. There's been arguments made that Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil won the election and it's incumbent on them to lead talks to form a government. Michael Ring in particular spoke out strongly against entering a grand coalition with Fianna Fáil, though a small number in the room, notably including the Taoiseach Simon Coveney, wanted to keep options open in the national interest. If Fine Gael is unwilling to do a deal with Fianna Fáil, then the options for forming a government are significantly reduced. A reverse confidence and supply is still on the table, though not favoured by either party, and it does place the prospect of a second election very much back on the cards. The meeting in Leinster House is ongoing.
Meanwhile, Alan Kelly is to put his name forward for the role of leader of the Labour Party. He says he will announce his intention to stand for Labour leadership tomorrow. He became a TD in 2011 and was elected deputy leader of the party in 2014. Deputy Kelly was a party spokesperson in health in the last Dáil. Party leader Brendan Howlin announced last week that he intends to resign following the general election. It's emerged that families in Donegal are borrowing money to pay off their children's drug debts. The comments were made by Chief Superintendent Terry McGinn at the latest sitting of the Donegal Joint Policing Committee, who also said that there was a massive increase in cocaine use in Donegal. The meeting was also told drug-related offences in the county are up significantly, with 457 cases in 2019 compared to 273 in 2018. Member of the JPC and Councillor Jerry McMonagall says while there is public awareness now about the problem, more people who have been affected need to come forward.
Anecdotally, again, we're hearing these stories are that families are being put under pressure and threatened by drug gangs to pay up drug monies that their children may have run up. And it's something that we need to face up to. So, yes, I was delighted that the Chief Superintendent and indeed the Gardaí recognised these dangers and are now starting to publicly raise their concerns about it.
Do you think there is a misapprehension in the county by people who aren't affected directly by the drugs problem, that they're not really fully aware of the extent of the issue here in Donegal?
Yes, I think that's that was the case, but I think the people are becoming increasingly aware. We only have to see about the amount of drugs that are being confiscated and fined by Gardaí, the amount of people who appear before the court in relation to the use and sale of supply of drugs. So it's becoming a worrying issue among ordinary people out there. So it's good to see the Gardaí have a team of Gardaí involved in the drug squad, and that the more we'll be getting added to it, but also that they're being prepared publicly to raise the concerns that drugs are causing them and to ask the public for their help and support in trying to eradicate and identify drugs and the people who are selling them. I, as I said at the meeting, any family who are being threatened by these drug gangs, that contact the Gardaí. You have their full support. They will protect you.
A South Donegal TD believes a national discussion needs to be had on the abuse of social media. There are calls for stronger laws to protect people in the public eye following the death of Caroline Flack. Frank Feehan, who was elected in the Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal constituency last week, says while politicians expect robust debate, some of what they are subjected to online goes beyond the pale. Even worse, he says people in show business and the arts or those involved in community and sporting organisations can be subjected to horrendous abuse. Deputy Sheehan says sanctions must be explored.
Nobody should have to take this criticism from, I won't call them these keyboard warriors, they're both keyboard cowards. But it can't be tolerated, because we're going down a very dangerous road of normalising disgusting behaviour, and social media trolls must be confronted and stopped by all of us. Look, I know in politics that it's the rough and tumble of politics, and that's fine. But what has really got me is that social media is the jury and executioner at the same time. I just feel that as a society, we need to maybe stand back and say Facebook is wonderful and Twitter is wonderful and it's great to connect with your friends, but there are people who are using it as a tool to actually take away people's good name. I think that people that go out intentionally to hurt other people, there should be some penalty. There should be some way of curtailing that kind of attitude. We all are well able for debate, but there are people gone out there and they have ruined people's good names. They've caused huge upset and huge hurt. And I say it's a very, very small cohort. There are people who are abusing this social media platform. I think we need to maybe have that discussion.
A Livered councillor has hit out over lack of progress on improved safety measures at a notorious black spot in the area. The section at Tully Wrap on the main Letterkenny to Livered Road has been subject to numerous crashes, the latest last Thursday involving a lorry, resulting in the road being closed for several hours. There are ongoing calls on the TII to provide the necessary funding for upgrade works to what has been described as one of the main arteries into Donegal. Councillor Gerry Crawford says the route is clearly not receiving the attention it needs.
At that particular spot, everybody would be aware that it is an accident black spot. Fortunately, on this occasion, there doesn't appear to have been anybody injured. But as it normally does, it necessitates the closing of the road. The accident that some caused to the owner of the lorry, the damage done, and also the fact that it's the main artery into the county, out of the county. Earlier in the week, the road was closed to Kilross as well because of an incident. Had that happened on the one day, or had the flooding yesterday, as has happened before, necessitating the closing of the road, then this whole county actually, rest of the county onwards, comes to a complete shutdown as regards entry and exit. And it's something that's just not receiving the urgency that it should.
In terms of Tully Wrap there, what would you like to see done? We know that there's a series of sharp, narrow bends there.
Well, the fact is that nothing's been done. We've been to Dublin, we've met the TAA, we've had commitments that money would be forthcoming for some works there. Any works that would have improved the situation just hasn't taken place. And that's the problem. I've been in touch with the council and with the TAA over the course of the last week. I still haven't had received a reply. I'm just of the opinion that for some reason, whatever was supposed to be happening there just has been delayed, and it isn't receiving the urgency that the road necessitates.
The Motor Insurers Bureau is aiming to claw back €4 million from uninsured drivers over the next 4 years. The not-for-profit organisation pays compensation to victims of crashes caused by uninsured drivers and then pursues them for costs. It stepped up its efforts to hold such drivers to account, securing 117 judgments against them last year. MIBI Chief Executive David Fitzgerald thinks uninsured drivers don't realise how serious their crime is.
It's a legal and moral obligation to have insurance so that, you know, the victims are looked after. We can step in and look after the victims, but whilst we pick up the pieces for the victim, it doesn't end there for the uninsured driver, and, you know, we're getting much tougher in pursuing them for the cost of the claims.
Police believe a man missing from Derry may be in the Donegal area. Mark Joseph McCarron was last seen on the evening of Thursday, February 13th on Lower Bennett Street in the city. Police say they are concerned for his welfare. The 41-year-old is described as 5'11" in height, of a large build with dark brown short hair. He was wearing a green coat with a blue-grey hoodie, blue jeans and navy slip-on shoes with cream laces. Mr. McCarron was last seen driving a white Mercedes Sprinter van, and police believe that he may have travelled to Donegal. Anyone with information regarding his current whereabouts is asked to contact police on 101. 86% of people are in favour of financial support from government to keep their local post office open and would like to see more state services offered. A recent survey also revealed that 91% said their post office provided a valuable service. The organisation has commissioned a major report to cost and recommend a system for the introduction of a PSO for the post office networks. IPU Donegal spokesperson Finola McBride says this sends a clear message to the next government.
The response was very high for the post office. One of the questions was that they were asked what about their local post office provides a valuable service to the local community, and the response to that was 91%. Another question was asked whether or not more government services would be made available through the post office. There again, 86%. And another question was asked if required the government should provide financial support to ensure local post office remains open, and that was 86%. Now this was done among different age brackets between 18 and 34, between for male, female 18 and 34, and the rest then was over the age of 55. It was a very positive survey. It's very important that we get the next government to fund, as you know, we have mentioned before in Highland Radio that we're looking for a public services obligation for the government to provide state services. It's very important to sustain the network. The post office is really a good pillar of the community. We need this because it's the largest retail face-to-face network in the country. We do government business. We are a central point in the community. We support people with their finances. And we also encourage economic activity in the local economy. And we at the post office here have a world-class IT system. You know, it's very important that we do get a public services order and that we get more financial services by the next government.
The Sinn Féin leader says she hopes to meet with the mother of Paul Quinn, who was violently murdered in County Monaghan 13 years ago. His family are meeting politicians at Stormont today and want the North's finance minister to make clear the 21-year-old wasn't a criminal. Sinn Féin's Conor Murphy was forced to apologise last month for suggesting Paul had links to criminality in the aftermath of his death. Party leader Mary Lou MacDonald hopes the minister and Paul's mother Breach can find a resolution.
I spoke to Breach, as you know. I hope to meet with her, and I would like her in the first instance to and Conor Murphy to sit down and talk. We're not going to resolve or mediate this matter over the airwaves with the greatest of respect. I wish her peace of mind. Above all, I wish her justice, because those that carried out this brutal murder are still at large.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get everything you need for training and match days in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. Former Manchester United manager Alex Ferguson says he's deeply saddened by the passing of club legend Harry Craig. Tributes have been paid today to the ex-Man United and Northern Ireland goalkeeper, who's died at the age of 87. He was often referred to as the hero of Munich after helping pull survivors from the wreckage of the 1958 air disaster in which 23 people died. Craig had played some football in Donegal in his early career before his record £23,500 move to United. He featured in the Remelton Summer Cup in the early 1950s. Ex-United winger Norman Whiteside said Craig played a big part in helping George Best settle in at Old Trafford.
People like Bestie, Sammy McElroy, myself, he had a soft spot for the Northern Irish people. And he looked after us. He took us under his wing when he could. Oh, what a lovely guy. What a lovely, lovely man.
Well, Manchester United will wear black armbands in tonight's Premier League game away to Chelsea as a mark of respect for Craig. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side have failed to score in their last three league outings ahead of the trip to Stamford Bridge. Their new signing, Odion Ighalo, could make his debut tonight after his move on transfer deadline day, while Chelsea striker Tammy Abraham is set to have a late fitness test. United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says that he'll be going all out for the win this evening in London.
A win gives us 3 points gap, and of course that's what we've got to aim for. We've played them twice already this season, done well. Chelsea, they're a good team, they're at home, but we're going to go there to try to win the game. We've got to give us more belief and more hope.
Kick off to that game tonight is at 8 o'clock. It's understood Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola has told his players he won't be leaving because of their two-year European ban. The club are appealing against the punishment, which was handed down by UEFA for breaching their financial fair play rules. Guardiola's contract runs out at the end of next season. Well, former Arsenal boss Arsene Wenger feels that City should be punished if it's proven that they did break the rules. The Premier League champions will appeal UEFA's decision to ban them from all competitions for 24 months. City's 2012 title-winning squad contained a number of players bought from Wenger's Arsenal, including Kalou Touré, Samri Nasri and Gael Clichy.
I think sport is basically to win by respecting the rules. That's what it is about. We celebrate all the best in every sport, but we want to know that they respect the rules. If there's no respect for the rules, it's not real sport. So that's what I think is the most important.
And Gaelic Games was back-to-back wins for Donegal Hurlers over the weekend, Division 3 of the National League, following on from their win against Tyrone. It took a Danny Cullen goal 5 minutes into additional time at the end of the game to beat Louth yesterday by 2 points, 2-9 to 1-10 was how it finished. The win means Donegal stay on track with two games to go for a place in the promotion playoffs. Donegal managers, Mickey McCann.
With Saramah and Longford, maybe John, that could put scores out the window. It could just go to, if we beat Louth or Longford and Monaghan, would put us in 8 points and maybe put us in a promotion playoff spot where Armagh has to play Tyrone yet and Tyrone has to play Longford this week. So those points are going to be gone there too. So, look, we'd be confident if we won our two games, it's in our own hands, Oisín. So, look, after yesterday result, maybe it keeps things alive for us to get into that promotion playoff spot.
Yeah, and it's the sort of game that if you look back on at the end of the season that there's wee things that you had the rub of the green off, and that incident 5 minutes nearly from the end on additional time could probably be the section that could actually seal the place for you.
It could, aye, and I suppose if we beat yesterday, I shouldn't have been league over, we'd have been sitting there for another year, and so it was a big score for us to get that and get the 2 points and move on, and no one's going to be easy in this league. When you're down there yesterday with that Weller and Wand, actually, that kind of levels the playing field, Maybe I feel we're a better team, but a lot goes down to work rate and hunger and getting bodies around the ball, and lights, and these teams do that very well. And we're just going to have to match teams for that kind of intensity and stuff. As I feel we're probably the best hurlers, but hunger means a lot at this time of year.
That's Donegal hurling manager Mickey McCann. Just staying with Gaelic Games and episode 2 of the DL Debate podcast, presented by Brendan Devaney, will be available this evening on HighlandRadio.com as from 7 o'clock. He's once again joined by his old St. Union's club mate John Harn, plus broadcaster Damien Lawler, President Award winner Con O'Donnell, and he'll be recapping the career of All-Ireland winner and All-Star Neil Gallagher, who will also be the special guest in studio. Brendan Devaney's DL Debate podcast, episode 2, tonight, available on HighlandRadio.com as from 7 o'clock. Cork defender Kevin Crawley has suffered a fractured shoulder and is set to miss the rest of their Allianz Football League campaign. He was forced off late in their victory over Down. Finally, in rugby, Ireland head coach Andy Farrell's opted against tinkering with his squad for Sunday's Six Nations clash with England. Gary Ringrose again misses out as he's still recovering from a broken finger sustained in the opening weekend win over Scotland. Ulster back Will Addison is in the 36-man squad despite earlier doubts about his fitness for the Six Nations. Addison was facing a fitness battle for the Twickenham encounter after picking up a calf injury. Uncapped duo Will Connors and Tom O'Toole are retained. Farrell will name his starting side for the game against England on Wednesday. Next sport here in Highlands tomorrow morning after the 8 news, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, a large crowd is expected at a MICA redress scheme and financial information event tomorrow evening. The scheme was given the green light in recent weeks, with Donegal County Council now actively pursuing a way forward in accepting and processing applications. The public information evening is getting underway at the Clonmary Hotel in Letterkenny at 7 o'clock, with affected homeowners urged to attend. The event is being organised by the MICA Action Group. Committee member Joe Morgan is confident that affected homeowners will come away from the meeting with a clear pathway forward.
What we're hoping to cover during the event is giving people detail around what exactly next steps they should be taking in terms of starting the process of fixing their home, and on top of that, helping them understand where they can go and what supports are in place in terms of raising the 10% contribution.
And in terms of that 10% contribution, is there, you know, any kind of a way that the banks might relent on that or assist homeowners who can't, you know, get the 10% together?
I don't think we're going to get a blanket response from the banks. I can say that they are willing to come to the table and support, and they're willing to utilise mechanisms they already have in play in order to make getting the 10% as easy as possible for homeowners, despite whatever their financial circumstances are.
Now, it has been said at Donegal County Council at the full meeting there in Lifford by Councillor Liam Blaney, he said, you know, in hindsight, maybe, you know, we should have went down the pyrite redress route, that they didn't ask for the 10% contribution. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, the group at the time when they were negotiating with government were told this was their only option, right? I think none of us were delighted with the fact that the scheme was 90%, and indeed we continue to lobby government, and we will wait to see who the new government, the makeup of it, but we have already asked representatives who have been elected to reconsider and to transition the scheme to a 100% contribution.
But in terms of those affected now going tomorrow night, they will come away from this meeting, you're confident, with more information and all the sort of detail that you have up to date about where the scheme is and where, you know, people can apply and that sort of thing?
Yeah, that is the plan. We have noted since the scheme transitioned to Donegal County Council there is confusion out there in terms of what people should do. So what we're hoping is that people will leave that meeting, they know exactly who they need to contact.
Weather now, staying cold and windy for the rest of the day with heavy blustery showers. Some of the showers will turn wintry over high ground, and there is an ongoing risk of hail and thunder. Strong and gusty westerly winds will reach gale force at times, mainly in coastal areas. And lowest temperatures tonight of 0 to 4 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, Fine Gael's parliamentary party meeting has heard strong calls not to go into government with Fianna Fáil. The party's TDs have been meeting in Leinster House to discuss what to do in the wake of the election. It's emerged that families in Donegal are borrowing money to pay off their children's drug debts. The comments were made by Chief Superintendent Terry McGinn at the latest sitting of the Donegal Joint Policing Committee, who also said that there was a massive increase in cocaine use in Donegal. A South Donegal TD believes a national discussion needs to be had on the abuse of social media. There are calls for stronger laws to protect people in the public eye following the death of Caroline Flack. And police believe a man missing from Derry may be in the Donegal area. Mark Joseph McCarron was last seen on the evening of Thursday, February the 13th on Lower Bennett Street in the city. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice says for this Monday evening, February the 17th, the death has occurred of Tony Gill Rashini Clomani. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 20 past 10, going to St Mary's Church Clomani for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only please. The death has taken place of Patrick Packy McGonigal, Kinnigo, Ballymagan, Buncrana. Packy's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only please, family time from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Kitty Ward, Nae McKelvey, Mina Vale, Glenties and formerly of Baymore, Fintown. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Removal from there tomorrow to the Church of the Holy Family, Eden Infant, for Requiem Mass for 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family time please before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu of desire to renal dialysis unit at Letterkenny University Hospital, care of James McGuinness and Sons Funeral Director or any family member. And the death has taken place of Tommy Lafferty, Moni Dara, Glen Ely. Tommy is reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church at Bock and Kildaff, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time please from 11 o'clock tonight. Donations in lieu of flowers to St Vincent de Paul Society, Bock and Branch, care of any family member.